Chapter 9. Clark. Clark slipped through the flap of the designated infirmary tent and stepped into the clearing. Even without the luxury of windows, she sensed that it was dawn. The sky erupted with color, and the pungent air stimulated sensors in her brain Clark had never realized existed. She wished she could share the experience with the two people who had made her yearn to see Earth in the first place. But Clark would never have that chance. Her parents were gone. "Good morning." Clark stiffened. It was almost unfathomable that Wells's voice had once been her favorite sound in the universe. He was the reason her parents were dead, their bodies floating through the depths of space, moving farther and farther from everything they'd known and loved. In a moment of weakness, Clark had confided a secret that wasn't hers to share. And even though he'd sworn not to tell a soul, Wells hadn't even waited 24 hours before skipping off to his father, so desperate to be the perfect son, Phoenix's golden child, that he betrayed the girl he'd pretended to love. She turned to face Wells. There was nothing to keep her from lunging at him, but she wanted to avoid any confrontation that would prolong the exposure. As she strode past him, Wells grabbed her arm. "Hold on a second, I just wanted to..." Clark spun around and wrenched herself free. "Don't touch me," she hissed. Wells took a step back, his eyes wide. "I'm sorry," he said. His voice was steady, but she could see the hurt on his face. Clark had always been able to tell what Wells was feeling. He was a terrible liar, which was how she'd known, in that brief moment, that his promise to keep her secret had been sincere. But something had changed his mind, and it was Clark's parents who had paid the price. Wells didn't move. "I just wanted to make sure you were doing okay," he said quietly. "We're going to finish sorting through the wreckage today. Is there anything in particular you need for your patients?" "Yes, a sterile operating room, IVs, a full-body scanner, real doctors." "You're doing an incredible job." "I'd be doing even better if I'd spent the past 6 months training at the hospital instead of in confinement." This time, Wells had braced for the barb, and his face remained impassive. The sky was growing brighter, filling the clearing with an almost golden light that made everything look like it had been polished overnight. The grass seemed greener, glistening with tiny drops of water. Purple blossoms began unfurling from what had seemed like an unremarkable shrub. The long, tapered petals stretched toward the sun, twisting in the air as if dancing to music only they could hear. Wells seemed to read her mind. "If you hadn't been confined, you'd never have come here," he said quietly. She whipped her head back to face him. "You think I should be grateful for what you did?"